a blueprint for how to do church. We're giving sermons. If you preachers don't understand this, let's preach on this one called The Church the Lord Blesses. Now, God does bless certain things. There are certain things God does not bless. Can I ask you a couple of questions? Do you want your church blessed? Now, and secondly, are you willing to do what God says to do to get your church blessed? Well, listen to this in Luke 14 and verse 12. I got to get over to that. Luke 14 and verse 12, where the Bible says, if you have a feast, and Jesus doesn't care about you throwing a barbecue. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the church. He's talking about building the kingdom. And he says in chapter 14 of Luke and verse 12, then Jesus said to his host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, when you build a church, when you go out to plant a church, when you go out to do a work for the kingdom, don't just invite your friends and brothers and relatives and rich neighbors. Now, if you do that, then they're going to have to invite you again, and you get, it's my turn, your turn. And but he says, don't do that. So don't do that. There's the formula for not doing church. And in spite of that, we got to say, oh, Brother Moneybags moved to town. If we could just get him, we can pay off the building and paint the parking lot green and all the things we want to do, you know. But Jesus said, don't do that. It's time we listened to the one who knows how to build churches. And he says, when you have a feast, then you go back and you invite the poor. Get this list now. Jesus says, do this. You invite the poor and the crippled and the lame and the blind. Now get this verse. And you will be blessed. Can I call on you to understand? He's not talking about a theory. He's not talking about a possibility. This is a guarantee of God. Are you listening, churches of Christ? If you want to be blessed of God, you invite the poor and the lame and the halt and the blind. And you say, well, that sounds really good, but I got to have a little bit more of a game plan of what you want me to do. And the Lord says, okay, then read on. A lot of our answers are simply, read on. And the more you read, the more you learn, the more you discover Jesus, the more you like Him, and the more we quit doing these other things, and the more we get the blessings of God. Can I just give you a synopsis of what's said between verse 13 all the way down through verse 23. And here's what it would be. Here's the church God blesses. Number one, God blesses a church that goes out calling. Verse 17, if you're watching the text. And He sent His servants out and said, go out, go out, go out. You know what we do? One guy said, we put a nudist in the newspaper and say, come in, or if you don't want to come in, just die and go to hell. That's not what he said at all. We're practicing hothouse religion when Jesus said, get out, go out. I like the signs on some of the church properties around, welcome home as you come onto the parking lot. And as you leave, the sign reads, you are now entering the mission field. Not much evangelism is going to be done on your property in the church. Maybe a lot of it will be if you use your buildings differently. But not much that way. It's going to be go out. So verse 17, God blesses. God blesses your church if you will go out calling. Number two, if you will go, verse 21, if you will go everywhere. He said, go out into the streets and alleys. So go everywhere. Can I ask you a question here this morning? In your hometown and around your church, have you gone everywhere? Can you think of places and schools and slum areas and trailer parks and under the bridges? And in North Tulsa, some of the where all of our homeless laying on the ground. I was there just a couple of months ago and could count on one of our iciest days, people still laying on the streets covered with cardboard, and went into the daycare for the homeless and found them there. They were there. Where's all the sane people? We're home huddled by our fireplace. And where are the people Jesus wants you to reach? They're out there. And Jesus blesses a church that goes everywhere. Now, point three is the same, next verse, verse 22. God blesses the church that reaches all kinds. He said, invite the poor and the lame and the halt and the blind. And you said to me, Marvin, I have a question, though. If we did that, not despite the fact Jesus said, do it. How can you argue with it? How can we not just stop? Jesus said, do it. I don't understand it. I see some problems. But Jesus said, do it. Remember the time that Peter said to him, Lord, we fished all night and caught nothing. But because you say so, We need to run that one around again, all right? Because you say so. And Jesus said, go out and invite the poor and the lame and the halt and the blind. But could I ask you, Marvin, how would I pay the payment on the building? If we just did that. We start doing inner city work. We start running buses and bringing in them poor little kids. It will run off dignified people. And maybe they need some of the starch knocked out of them anyway. Because we've been trying so hard to be dignified, we end up being petrified. And it's time we got started to being godified and bibliified and get back to the Word of God. But Jesus said, I bless that. Jesus, can I ask you a question? Why did you say go out, go everywhere, reach all kinds? Why did you say that? And he said, because I have a vision of winning the world. And a lot of your world is under the bridge. A lot of your world is in homes for unwed mothers. A lot of your world are in the hospital and they're HIV positive. A lot of your world are addicts, alcohol and chemical and all the rest. But I want all, and I want the rich guys say, I want the Bill Gates and the Oprah Winfreys and all the rest of them say, because they're involved in the word everyone. And Jesus said, go everywhere and reach all kinds.